Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blanks. So that being said, we're going to keep the show moving and grooving and give you another one, hit you with another one and another one and another one. And this one is a little off the beaten path. From a lot of folks' lists, I like stuff to consider under the radar. I don't like all the – you rarely ever hear me talk about any of these meme-y, fatty stocks like that. I like stuff that – I don't like the stuff that everybody talking about, right? I feel when once everybody starts talking about it, it's probably too late, personally. That's how I really feel. When everybody talking about it, it's too late. So the next one on my list is a service I use daily. I use pretty much daily, and that is Sirius XM Holdings, Inc. Sirius XM Holdings, Inc., ticker symbol SIRI, right? SIRI. And at the time of this recording, they're trading just under $6 a share, $5.97 per share. So, again, cheaper than a burger of your choice. And this stock has a 52-week range. It's a tight range on this one. A 52-week low of $5.69 and a 52-week high of $6.88. Now, I've traded or invested on and off with Sirius XM for quite some time, probably over 10 years. I've been in and out of this company for a number of different reasons. And because it's always had a very tight and predictable trading zone, but if you look at the all-time graph, it's up 30% all time. In the last 5 years, though, it's only up 4% in 5 years. So that is there's been a lot of choppy waters in that, but the ranges because it pretty much trades sideways, but it ranges in a very tight range. Even if you look at the 5-year graph, it has a 5-year low of $4.11 and a 5-year high of $8.14. So that's basically a $4 spread that has had as far as support and resistance for 5 years. So very predictable on how you trade it. For the last 1 year, it's had a low again of 569 and a high of 688. That's only roughly a dollar and some change spread in a whole year. So the stock trades in a very tight range. Year to date is only down 6%. I know that a lot of the companies on my list, I said I was looking for stuff that might have been beaten down to the ground, but Sirius isn't beat down to the ground. It's just a value play that's under $23, but I think that there's a company that'll be here. Believe it or not, they even pay a dividend. It's only 9 cents a share, but that represents $1.50 yield. They have a market cap of $23.25 billion and a PE ratio of a 19.26. So solid market capitalization. It's a household name company for those who know, they know. And it's been around for quite some time. and they have a PE ratio within my sweet spot range of 10 to 30. They have a 19.26. I always like to look at the company's description. That's important to me because I need to get what they do, even though we all pretty much know what they do. SiriusXM Holdings is in the communication and services sector and in the entertainment industry, and they have 5,590 full-time employees, according to Yahoo Finance. SiriusXM Holdings provides satellite radio services on a subscription fee basis in the United States. It broadcasts music, sports, entertainment, comedy, talk, news, traffic, and weather channels, including various music genres such as rock, pop, and hip-hop, country, dance, jazz, Latin, and classical, live play-by-play sports from various leagues and colleges, various talk and entertainment channels for a range of audiences, national, international, and financial news, and limited-run channels. All right. The company also provides streaming services that includes a range of music and non-music channels and podcasts, as well as channels that are not available on the satellite radio services, and offers applications to allow consumers to access a streaming service on smartphones, tablets, computers, home devices, and other consumer electronic equipment, as well as connected vehicle services. In addition, it distributes satellite radios through automakers and retailers, as well as its own website. Further, the company provides location-based services through two-way wireless connectivity, including safety, security, convenience, remote vehicles, diagnostics, maintenance and data, and stolen or parked vehicle locator services. Additionally, it offers satellite television services, which offer music channels on the Dish Network, satellite television service as a programming package, Travel Link, a suite of data services that include graphical weather, fuel prices, sports schedule, and scores, and movie listings and real-time traffic and weather services. The company was incorporated in 2013 and is headquartered in New York, New York. SiriusXM Holdings, Inc. is a subsidiary of Liberty Media Corporation. Company's incorporated in 2013. Next year will be 2023. 10 years, I'm sure they're going to have something big, celebration, announcement. And I don't know that these companies ever do it. I just assume that, why wouldn't you? 10 years in business and doing your thing is certainly a milestone. And a lot of companies like to shake it up and make a lot of noise when they have a milestone, because it is good PR and attracts more customers, more and potential employee talent, and certainly investors. So we're going to briefly look under the hood real quick, see what's going on with SiriusXM, ticker SIRI. Profit margin, gross profit margin, just over 14%. Operating margin, just over 22.5%. Return on assets, 11.75% to the good. It says return on equity, NA. This is according to Yahoo Finance. Revenue, gross revenue, just shy of $9 billion, which represents quarterly revenue growth year over year, up by 4.4%. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, $2.56 billion to the good. However, that represents quarterly earnings growth down year over year, decline of 32.6%. Balance sheet, total cash for the most recent quarter, $126 million, ladies and gentlemen, with the M, 126M, relative to total debt of $10.25 billion. $10.25 billion. So that's kind of tough right there. If I use my mortgage example, that's like owing $102,000 on your mortgage and having $1,200 in the bank. I don't know if that's, I mean, that may not get you to where you're trying to go, because that's not even one house payment. So yeah, that's they gotta keep working. They gotta keep generating them revenues and driving it to the bottom line. I'm going to go, of course, look up at the payout ratio, because they do pay a dividend, even though it's a small one, only 9 cents per share. How much is that 9 cents kicking them in the tail? It looks like the payout ratio is only just 26%. So it's a healthy dividend that they can afford. They can afford to increase it if they wanted to, but I'm sure they're taking that money and reinvesting into all those different things that they got their hands in. Because I didn't even realize when I looked at the description that SiriusXM had their hands in so much stuff. I thought they were just the radio channels on satellite. And so I didn't realize they had all these other different revenue streams and things like that. So I'd be interested to do some more research and see what they're up to. And when I say research specifically, it's not just going to Yahoo Finance and hollering out a bunch of these numbers. That's part of it. Another thing I encourage you to do, though, is look at the annual 10-K reports at the business descriptions. Read those and see if they make sense to you. Look at the transcripts of the quarterly earnings calls, or listen to the replays. You can get all the replays for free. Go to any publicly traded company's website, go to the investors tab, and under either events or media, you'll be able to listen to the replay of the actual earning, most recent earnings call, when the Wall Street analysts get to pretty much put the company's CEOs and CFOs and et cetera in the hot seat and ask, you know, what's going on with the numbers? What's going on with the company's performance? What direction are we going to next? Guide us on where we're going to end for the year, or where should we shake out for next quarter? Like, they get to put them in the hot seat, and we all get to listen as current or potential shareholders to see if any of that makes sense. So I don't currently own SiriusXM. I have owned it in the past. I don't own it now, but I am a customer. I have the service in my vehicle, and I certainly wouldn't have the same driving experience without it. I couldn't imagine driving without it. So that being said, I'm going to land the plane there for SiriusXM Holdings, ticker SIRI. And I believe that is our fifth stock that has been covered on my top 23 list of 23 companies to buy in the year 2023. Not to buy, but to watch in year 23 that are under $23 a share. Just a quick recap. So far, we've covered Ford Motor Company, ticker symbol F, Rocket Companies, ticker symbol RKT. We've covered Jets ETF, JETS. We've covered American Telephone and Telegraph, known as AT&T, ticker symbol T, and just knocked out SiriusXM Holdings, ticker symbol SIRI. So with that being said, we'll take another pause for a cause, take another break, quick break, and tap in with our sponsors, show them some love, show the folks some love who show us love to help make the Bullish Picks podcast accessible. This content is available for you because of our sponsors and our students of the Bullish Institute of Financial Literacy. They all help make it happen. So thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 Grand Ken Blank Sorrell. We'll be back. The Bullish Picks podcast would like to thank Mr. Coleman Austin with Legal Shield. He can be reached at 313-218-1527. That's 313-218-1527. Big thanks to Mr. Coleman Austin, one of our top sponsors with Legal Shield. Drone Logistics Services offer kids ages 8 to 16 a drone course that will teach you everything you need to know about drone technology. Starting with basic and advanced technology, the course will help you to learn how to fly a drone, fix a drone, code a drone, build a drone, create a drone flying course, flight simulator, and get insightful information about FAA rules and regulations. Check out the website, droneLS.org. That's droneLS.org. Drone Logistics Services. Give us a call today, 908-209-2794. That's 908-209-2794. 908-209-2794. All right, all right. We are here and we are back for another edition of the Bullish Picks podcast. I was counting down this list of my top 23 stocks to watch for the year 2023 that are all trading at or below $23 a share. So, yes, it is a play on the number 23. You figured it out. Just a quick recap. We've touched on Ford Motor Company, ticker F, Rocket, RKT, Jets ETF, JETS, AT&T, which is T, and also SiriusXM Holdings, which is SIRI. Okay, so I'm gonna mix it up a bit more and throw a company out here that I know I've mentioned before on the past episode, but I'm sure for different purposes. But and some folks may consider it a mud play. So, you know, do your own due diligence. You know, it's all about your own personal risk tolerance. I'm not telling anybody to go out here and run out and buy any of this stuff. I'm just saying some of these situations look very, very, very intriguing from an entry point standpoint. And I'm thinking about what can I accumulate to potentially make exponential gains as far as stock price appreciation. So I'm looking for some potential fallen angels. Companies that stock price have been severely oversold and beat down to the ground, but it may still be a fight left in that dog. We got to just see. So next company on my list is Carnival Corporation, CCL is their ticker. That's right, Carnival Cruise Lines. Ticker is currently trading at $7.76 per share at the time of this recording. 52-week range, a low of $6.58 and a high of $26. I'm going to take it back 5 years. If I look at a five-year graph, Carnival Cruise Line stock has had an 88% decline. In the last 5 years, the stock has tumbled 88%. It's fallen from $72.70 of the five-year high to is currently $7.76.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, Ken, can we get a one-on-one session with you? Absolutely. Not only can you get a one-on-one session, you can even do private group sessions. Give us a call, 313-744-3489. Private stock market workshops, webinars, one-on-one sessions, private group sessions, speaking engagement workshops, whatever you need. We cover savings, banking, investing, real estate, credit, lending, taxes, insurance, and more. Give us a call, Bullish Institute, 313-744-3489. That's 313-744-3489.
It's lost nearly 90% of its value. Now, similar to what we did when we broke down RKT, it's not so much how about the stock's decline per se and how severe it is can you speak to why? If you can't speak to it, then it don't make no sense. But if you can speak to it, it may potentially make some sense. And we know that cruise lines have been severely impacted by a number of different things, being pandemic related, for one, the COVID and all the different strains and the monkeypox stuff, as well as the increase in oil pricing, right? Because you need fuel to fuel those ships, right? So then they got to pass down that heightened cost in oil, the gas, they got to pass down the fuel cost to the ticket buyers, right? And so whenever you raise the price on a product or service, it's typically an inverse relationship with the consumer spending, right? Usually when prices go up, sales go down. You might make more money because you might be more profitable, but you're going to have fewer customers in line to pay more money. So those factors I know had a severe impact, adverse impact on the cruise line industry as a whole, not just with Carnival, but also with Norwegian Cruise Lines, as well as Royal Caribbean. I don't know why I wanted to say British, but Royal Caribbean, as well as Norwegian, have been impacted that space as well. And I think the Virgin has a cruise line. I know Disney has the Big Red Boat, but that whole industry has been hit very hard. What we're going to do is we're going to take a pause for the calls, go pay a couple of these bills, give a shout out, show some love to some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more on the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. Today's episode is brought to you by the Pre-Market Movers. Check us out at thepremarketmovers.com. We are your number one source for everything Wall Street related, broadcasting to you live on social audio platforms worldwide. You can catch us on Clubhouse as well as Twitter Spaces, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out online at thepremarketmovers.com. That's thepremarketmovers.com. At the time of this recording, Carnival Cruise Line is not profitable, so I don't like to encourage people to invest money in companies that are not profitable. However, can you speak to why they're not profitable? I think we can speak to why cruise lines haven't been profitable for quite some time over the last couple of years. They have both a market capitalization just above $10 billion, and As I look at the company description, it's in the consumer cyclical sector. Industry is the travel services industry, and they have 40,000 full-time employees. It says Carnival Corporation operates as a leisure travel company. It ships, visit approximately 700 ports under Carnival Cruise Line, Princess Cruises, Holland American Cruise Line, P&O Cruises in Australia, Seabourn, Costa Cruises, AIDA Cruises, P&O Cruises in the UK, and Cunard brand names. The company also provides port destinations and other services, as well as owns and operates hotels, lodges, glass-domed rail cars, and motor coaches. It sells its cruises primarily through travel agents, tour operators, vacation planners, and websites. The company operates in the United States, Canada, continental Europe, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, and internationally. It operates 87 ships with 223,000 lower berths. Carnival Corporation was founded in 1972 and is headquartered in Miami, Florida. Been around since 72. Right, since 72. So right now, they've been in the game 50 years. The question is, do we think that cruise lines, you know, are they going to go out of business? The cruise ships go out of business? Is this a wrap? If you don't think it's a wrap, then Carnival is like the household name, one of the market leaders in that name, in that space, and they've been around 50 years. So we're going to look under the hood at the key statistics taken from Yahoo Finance, just to take a peek and see if the numbers speak to the stock price, which they look like they clearly do. Profitability, gross margin, a negative 74%. Operating margin for the trailing 12 months, a negative 50.25%. Return on assets, a negative 5.75%. And return on equity, a negative 61.25%. Revenue, $9.62 billion, which represents a 688% year-over-year quarterly revenue growth. Why? Because they weren't doing nothing last year. It was on lockdown. So don't get caught up in that nearly 700% growth. But it does mean they back rolling, right? They generated $9.6 billion in gross sales. Still losing money, though. EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, is a negative $2.6 billion, right? So they're not profitable because they need way more people on cruises for this to work out for them. So really it's going to be a lot of pressure based on the balance sheet. Do they have enough cash on hand to maintain themselves and weather the storm? Total cash on hand for the most recent quarter is just over $7 billion, and they have $35.25 billion worth of debt. All right. So again, from a home ownership standpoint, you can look at it with a little house or a big house. It could either be said you owe $35K on your mortgage and you got $7,000 in the bank. I think you're all right. Or if you owe $352,000 on your mortgage, but you have $70,000 in the bank, I think you can make it as well, but you still got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? You ain't moonwalking. You still got to go punch in and knock it out the park, or whatever you do. If you're an entrepreneur, you still got to do your thing. But if you have, you know, $70,000 in the bank and you owe $352,000, I mean, that's basically you got 20% in cash of what your debt load is. They'll let you buy a house if you got 5% down, 10% down. You mean, there's some programs 3.5% down, FHA. So if you just keep it in perspective of home ownership, if you have 20% of what you owe on your mortgage sitting in cash, you're not in a terrible position on your mortgage. You're not about to lose your house, but you can't quit your job. You can't lose your job. If you lose your job, you might lose your house. But you have enough cash that you can definitely pay for your note if some things go wrong. So I think that only time will tell as far as a full rebound with the as far as the full rebound goes with any of these cruise lines, because you need a number of things to happen. You need consumer confidence to go up. We need the inflation to cool off, the rising interest rates. And I say that too, because a lot of people swipe these trips, right? It's people who use their credit cards to pay for trips. But if the interest rates you're paying on your credit cards is higher, then it's more expensive. It's a bigger monthly payment. It's just not as encouraging. People don't like to pay inflated prices. And with the inflation outside of interest rates, which is the gas station inflation at the grocery store, that does eat away at your disposable income, which cruise ships for a lot of people are disposable income. They're vacations or bucket list type things to do. I don't know a lot of people that have to cruise. It's life or death that you cruise. I'm sure it's people who love cruising and they might sarcastically say that, but I don't think that anyone's life is over whether you cruise or not, right? It's going to probably be hundreds of millions and probably billions of people who never take a cruise in their life, and their lives will be completely fulfilled and they okay. I'm sure it's a worthwhile experience. I've never been on a cruise. I intend to make enough money though on investing in cruise stocks that one of them pays for me a cruise, and Carnival Cruise Line may be one of them at a very intriguing price point, $7.76. I mean, again, that's, you can't even buy a deli sandwich with that. You know, you could buy a veggie deli sandwich for $7.76, maybe at a discount deli. All right. So I just like to show things on this list where the prices are so intriguing, to say the least. And I mean, man, we talk about the 88% decline in the last 5 years. To me, it means one or two things. Either Carnival Cruise Line is going to go out of business completely, which could happen, or there's a lot of room. There's a lot of meat on this bone for a rebound. It just takes the right catalyst, like some authoritative figure to come on national news and say, hey, y'all, it's cool to cruise again. Hey, y'all, the ships are completely sanitary or sanitized and, you know, free of all, you know, airborne viruses and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know who got to come on TV and say something, but once somebody do, if they do, man, these stocks won't be $7 no more. I'm going to say that. So, again, might be for some considered a mud play or slight speculation. Some people might just say, hey, man, cruise line's too risky for me. Well, just keep in mind, Wall Street investing is based on risk and reward, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're not willing to put up the risk, you're not willing to accept the reward, right? So could this $7 stock go to zero? It sure can. Could this $7 stock go to 14? It sure can. How do I know that? Because it was 14 in May. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean it will go back to 14, but just keep in perspective, it was 14 in May. On May 9th, the stock was 14.14. On May 2nd, it was 17.35. On February 7th, it was 21.52. Right? This time last year was $24 a share. So in the last year, it's been as high as $26. Right now it's $7.76. It's been as high as $26 in the last 12 months. So what if it don't ever get that high no more? What if we apply the same formula that we did and say it only achieved 70% of that number? So that means you're looking at $18. Can Carnival Cruise Line long-term be $18 a share again? I don't know. I'm not Nostradamus. But what I'm saying is, if it's been 26, holding on for 18 may not be the worst thought in the universe, right? Hanging on for 35 might be, expecting it to quintuple up. I don't know. Or if you look at the five-year graph, it's been as high as 72. Don't mean this will ever be 72 again. 72 could have been a mistake. So don't get in like, I'm going to get in at 7 and I'm going to sell it at 77. No, I wouldn't hold my breath for that. You know what I mean? But if you want a bigger appreciation of stock price, you may have to think with a longer time horizon. If you're talking to me about where could Carnival Cruise Line be 20 years from now, hey, who knows, right? I'm only looking at a five-year chart. So who knows where it could be 20 years from now, right? If you're telling me what it's going to do next year, you know, I can't tell you that this a company could double in the next year, but I hope they don't go in half again and be 350, right? But we need to get some ships on the water. They need to be back to cruising. I have actually been seeing cruise lines, both Norwegian and Virgin and Big Red Boat and Carnival within the last 90 days. I've seen directly or indirectly, commercials come through either streaming devices or regular broadcast television commercials. I've seen the stuff, YouTube pre-rolls. I've certainly seen it. So they're not spending those marketing dollars for nothing. I'm sure they're, you know, trying to attract people back. And I think the cruises have a cult-like following, personally. I think the folks who like cruises love cruises. Like, I have an uncle that used to go on a cruise like 4 or 5 times a year. That was what he did. He cruised. I haven't been on one, but I know a lot of people like really, really are into cruises. Especially a lot of the baby boomers and some of the you know, the millennials and Gen Zers who got their money up. I know that it's on a lot of people's bucket list. So Carnival, CCL is their ticker. And I'm throwing that on my watch list as a company, as a stock under $23 a share, as one of my top 23 under $23 a share to keep your eyes on for the year 2023. So that being said, we'll take a quick pause for the calls, and we're going to give you some more of the good stuff right here on the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blank Sorrell. Let's go.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at mountsinaioliveoil.com.